Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Singapore's most influential radio station, and here on Influence, we invite movers and shakers to share their views on markets with me. Risk aversion dogging Wall Street has infected cryptocurrencies, resulting in a dramatic sell-off in digital coins that yanked the price of Bitcoin below 34,000. Last I checked, Bitcoin last traded at $35,866. The world's largest virtual currency briefly plunged below the 33,000 level on Monday to its lowest level hit since July. Now, even as investors reel from the sharp sell-off in Bitcoin and other digital currencies, some fear the worst is yet to come. You probably have heard talk about the possibility of a crypto winter, a phrase referring to major bear markets in the young digital currencies market history. For when the last chill last set in, think back to the late 2017 and early 2018, when Bitcoin crashed as much as 80% from all-time highs. So today we ask, is there a case to be long-term bullish on cryptocurrencies, or is a crypto winter chilling hopes? Luno's latest crypto market report says the crypto market is in shambles. The broad sell-off has cut the total market cap of the crypto sector in half, with certain altcoins nearing an 80% drawdown from their 2021 highs. Question is, what's next? Let's speak to our panel to find out what their views are. From Luno, we're joined by Vijay Iyer. He's VP for Corporate Development and Global Expansion. Good morning, Vijay.
Morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing well. And joining us also, Jeff Ira, CEO at Trade Together. Trade Together is a crypto robo advisory. Jeff, how are you?
Pretty good. Thank you, Michelle. Good to be back.
Good for you. We're very happy you're joining us. Luno, by the way, is a cryptocurrency exchange with a web platform and mobile app. It's available in 40 countries, including right here in Singapore. All right, gentlemen, fears of a hawkish Fed have led to broad sell-offs among risky assets this month. After Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said the central bank is of a mind to raise interest rates in March to fight inflation. Vijay, I'm going to go to you first. How has the crypto industry reacted?
Right. Thanks, Michelle. I guess we can all see the impact in the price, right? Even last night, as you saw the Fed kind of make comments, equity markets also kind of reacted in a negative manner, as well as crypto. So I guess it's natural. If you ask most kind of participants, they were probably expecting this reaction because we did hit resistance at about 38, 39K. We got the Fed comments, and then we're now at 35, 36K. I think it's a very expected reaction, if you ask me. Not surprising.
Were you expecting this reaction, Jeff?
I think it was also pretty much priced already in the recent crypto market trading. And I think basically we should go to a sort of stabilization of the price until March, because the Fed has not increase the price so far. So I think we should temper a little bit the pricing right now.
All right. Tell me, can you help me understand, Vijay, the current pressures on cryptocurrencies? What explains the pressures on crypto markets?
Right. So what I'd say, Michelle, is first off, we're coming off a year that has seen a tremendous amount of gains, right? And then we're having a couple of major macro factors that impact global markets as well as crypto, right? Mm-hmm. So the first one is obviously the overhang of the Fed interest rate hikes, which are now being priced in, as Jeff also mentioned. People are expecting it, and hence liquidity in the market is going to be pulled out, as simple as that, right? So that's the first one. The second one is conflict that we're seeing in Ukraine and potentially in the Taiwan region as well. These are kind of factors that also affect global sentiment. And the last I'd mention is generally even the economy, right? You see labor market shortages and supply side issues kind of creeping in. So even the Fed is trying to do its best. It's to be seen how the economy reacts over the coming year, just given that there's so much pressure all around. So I would say generally markets are nervous, it's anyone's guess as how it'll play out.
Jeff, what do you think explains the major pressures on the crypto market? Is it the Fed intentions, to curb and pump out easy money policy, take away the punch bowl? And, how is a hawkish view from U.S. central banks hammering the crypto cards?
I think the Fed is trying to calm down a little bit the market and to tell them, okay, you have another 2 months to really react and adjust with all your ops and activities. But I think what we have to keep in mind also, Michel, is that all the crypto market for 2021 was pretty an amazing year. If you look backward about some of the digital coins such as Luna from Token Terra blockchain, the price in the beginning of 2021 was at less than $1 and it went up to $100. If you look at some popular digital coins such as Sol from Solana, it was maybe $3 in June 2021, went up to $249. So I think we also have to remember that there is no upside without downside. So in other words, there is no freedom here. So it is normal to have a sort of, sell-off. I think it's part of the cryptocurrency space. Of course, it is more brutal than the traditional financial industry. Let's say the Nasdaq also crashed down, but it was less volatile. So I think there is a sort of normalization of the pricing right now. And let's wait for the next hike. I think this is where we're going to start to see another big pressure about the price, yeah.
Okay, question for both of you. And, you know, I suppose this is a quick one. Are we in the midst of a crypto winter? Are we in the midst of an inexplicable grinding stasis?
I think it's easy to kind of paint a picture of this being a crypto winter. You know, Bitcoin has gone off 50% from its high in November. So it's an obvious kind of way to react. But if you ask me, I think if you look at pure price levels, mm-hmm. we're still not there, right? The key level here is 30K, if you ask me. That's the previous low we hit in July last year. If you start closing below 30K on high time frames, which is weekly or higher, mm-hmm. I'd be a bit more concerned. Before that, I wouldn't make judgments as to whether this is a bear market or a crypto winter, because those are defined as 80% drawdowns. And then we're really talking about Bitcoin in the 10-15K range. So if you ask me, I think it's still to be seen. I think we're still in a good trajectory at this point. It's a correction and a very healthy correction. And long-term investors definitely taking advantage of a dip like this.
So 30,000 for you. One analyst, John Wolfenbarger from Bulls and Bear Profit, CEO, says the next stop for Bitcoin is 14,000. What do you think about that, Jeff?
So I don't think it will go to that extreme. If you remember what happened in the recent bear market, I mean, in 2018, it went down to 3,000. Okay, it dropped from 80%, like you reminded to everyone, Michel. So I think we should not go to that extreme. I think the next floor, if it goes down forward, should be maybe 20K, but then it will move backward. So I don't think we'll go to such an extreme of 15,000, Michel, at this stage.
All right. Gentlemen, if El Salvador ditches Bitcoin as legal tender status, as the IMF has prodded it to, what do you think could be the possible impact on volumes of Bitcoin? DJ?
Not much of an impact, if you ask me. While El Salvador, the whole news story about El Salvador is very promising, and it probably will encourage a lot more countries to do so. It's still minor in terms of impact. Like Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are much, much larger than just one country at this point. There's lots of retail participation, lots of institutions, and I wouldn't think there'll be a major impact because the legal tender status is just one form of utility. There's lots of other utility. There's lots of other applications for crypto that we're seeing that are booming. So yeah, that would be my take.
Would you agree, Jeff?
I think unless El Salvador managed to create a sort of alliance with other countries, Michel, or maybe other central banks from South Africa or other region, potentially it could create a sort of momentum. But I will say otherwise, like DJ, if it's just El Salvador itself who's buying 1,700 Bitcoin, but without other central banks or other countries supporting the same type of trend, I don't think it will go anywhere.
All right. Now, before we let you go, we have to return to our topic of the day and see what your take is on that. Is there a long-term case to be bullish on crypto? Jeff, why don't you start us off?
Oh, I'm definitely bullish on the long term, Michel. I mean, when you look at all the financial innovation, there are some prestigious consultants who said that in the traditional finance, the latest revolution was the ATM, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think on the crypto space, all the financial innovation is where it's created today, about blockchain, all the digital wallets, all the specific project around metaverse, all that is in link with crypto. So I think on the long run, we can definitely be bullish. This is for sure.
Do you think Solana's sixth outage this month has dulled some of crypto's shine, at least for Solana?
This is for sure. But again, I mean, Michel, like I said in the beginning of this interview, Solana went up from $3 in the beginning of January 2021 to $249 in November 2021. So, of course, it was great to have that in a good basket with a good allocation of crypto. But again, it can't go to the sky. At some point, a correction is needed.
Mm-hmm. It's an emerging technology, though. So there are questions on how reliable it is. Let's get your take, Vijay. Is it reasonable? Is there an argument for being a long-term bull on crypto?
Absolutely right. And I think the issue is that the price takes so much of the limelight generally in the crypto space because of the volatility. Mm-hmm. I think in markets like this where we're seeing correction or even in a bear market, people continue to build, right? And now we've reached escape velocity on the technology itself. There's so many applications. There's so many kind of instances where you're seeing crypto being utilized and being more efficient. That I think we're beyond the point where the question is whether it makes sense or not. If you're not exposed to crypto, I think you might be missing something, in all honesty. So 100% long-term bull on crypto. Prices are just one factor of how you look at the market. Participants need to be looking at developer participation, ecosystems developing across blockchains and so on. So there's lots to look forward to.
All right. Well, thank you both. Great speaking with you. Vijay Iyer, their VP Corporate Development and Global Expansion at Luno. And from Trade Together, Jeff Ira. I'm Michelle Martin. This is Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.